Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Protests are increasing throughout the country as talks of a Vietnam draft are reverberating throughout Washington.
But you got all these groups popping up all over the place.
On issues of civil rights and increasing unrest, a new group, the Black Panther Party, are establishing themselves as a significant voice out west.
People are going to wise up to what we're about. They're going to realize who's to blame, who's responsible for the war, the poverty, the struggle. And then they'll see. They'll all want to be Panthers.
In New York, a local university held the first rally for another new group, Mutants for Peace. Their protest of a few days ago quickly devolved into chaos after the startling sky of fire appeared above Manhattan. While the violent protest was overlooked in the shadow of the now-suspect Galactus invasion, Senator Byrd gave a press conference this morning in which he detailed his concerns about both issues.
Once again, proving that we cannot rely on these individual vigilantes for our safety. Either the Fantastic Four failed to truly defeat Galactus, after all, where was the body, or they are lying to all of us. Either way, they're very close to losing the trust of this city and its government, and I am determined to get to the bottom of it. Just as I am determined to find out what the violent radical group, Mutants for Peace, is planning next. Their involvement in this entire invasion, in the sky, filled with fire and rocks, is still under investigation, and we will find the truth. The mutant perpetrators of the tragedy that took place on campus will be brought to justice.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvels, based on the graphic novel by Kurt Busiek and Alex Ross. Episode 5, Warheads.
The day of the invasion, what happened?
Oh, why is it important now, Mr. Sheldon? You're right, none of this changes anything. It won't bring Gary back.
You've asked everyone else about their experience of that day, and I think it's time you tell your version of the events. After all, isn't that what you were doing when I came in?
I don't think I'm ready for everyone to hear it.
Well, then we won't record it. You can just tell me. Have you talked to anyone about what happened to Gary?
No, I haven't.
I think it might help.
Did it help you? Answering my questions about that day?
It's given me a lot to think about.
I don't need help thinking about that day. Whenever I close my eyes, it all comes flooding back, like a returning nightmare I can never be free of. Whenever it's too quiet, I can hear the chanting. I was nervous. I'd been to lots of campus protests before, but a Mutants for Peace rally felt like a dangerous new thing. And it was, of course. He wasn't supposed to be there. We had talked about it. We didn't think it'd be safe for him. But he came anyway. Gary? Gary, what are you doing here?
Marsha.
You said you weren't gonna come.
Marsha, half the student body's here.
I don't care what half the student body is doing. Besides, they don't really care about the protest. They're all here to see the spectacle of a mutant group.
Don't I have as much a right as anyone to see what Mutants for Peace is all about? In fact, don't I have more of a right?
Of course, I'm just...
I know. I promise you, there's nothing strange about me being here. I'm just another student at a rally. Maybe I can be your assistant? Hold your bag while you take photos?
I actually already have an assistant coming. Sort of. I want to focus on filming the rally, so...
Don't tell me you've got that freshman helping out.
He's got a good eye.
He's a mess.
He can hold a camera.
Fair enough.
President Johnson has sent thousands of us, young Americans, over to Vietnam to be killed, and now they're talking about forcing us over there. We're here today for one simple reason. To show them that we will not participate in LBJ's unjust war. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go.
Hey, Marsha, sorry I'm late. I only just got your message. I didn't even know this was happening.
It's fine, Peter. You haven't missed much. Gary, this is Peter Parker. Peter, this is Gary Strickland.
Hey, nice to meet you.
You too.
Thanks for coming. I really want to get the protest on film, but Mr. Sheldon asked me to take pictures.
Still trying to convince the old man that film is the future?
Well, it is. The photos he takes of the Marvels are beautiful, but imagine if you could capture the movement. Iron Man soaring through the sky, Spider-Man slinging from building to building.
Don't go putting me out of business. The last photo Mr. Jameson bought for me paid my Aunt May's mortgage for a month.
Wait, you're the guy who takes all those photos of Spider-Man?
Yep.
How on earth do you get those? They're always so up close.
I spend a lot of time on rooftops.
Well, today I need you focusing on the ground. I'm going to get the wider stuff. The atmosphere, the protests, the crowd shots. Do you want to get up close with the leader?
Yeah. Or I could focus on those guys. Is that...
Mutants for Peace.
I don't know what I had expected, but there weren't that many of them. Maybe 10 at most. And they all looked so normal. But they felt big and different. They were so defiant, just marching in, chanting, unafraid. But like they had already put up barbed wire around themselves, you know? I wanted to approach them, talk to them, but I could feel the distance between us. They were right to be skeptical of other people, to assume that the rest of the world wasn't on their side. Seeing them in the moment, joining the regular protesters, I thought maybe we could all come together, stand in solidarity. But I was really wrong.
I'm gonna get closer.
They're really something else, aren't they?
They sure are. Stay close, Marsha.
I'm proud to stand up here with our brothers in arms, Mutants for Peace. They have more to lose in this war than any of us. And they're bravely standing here today to show that they will not go!
Johnson's draft is a danger to all of us, but we have an enemy even closer to home. Senator Harrington Byrd is proposing his own draft. He wants to send every mutant to Vietnam.
Is that true?
Yeah. He gave a press conference about it 2 days ago. He wants to start a mutant registry and then send all of us over there to be killed.
Oh my God, Gary!
Closer to a curse than a gift. Senator Byrd would have you believe that the things that make us different should be weaponized for the U.S. military. But we are standing here today, mutants and non-mutants alike, and saying that we won't go. And I know there are mutants here who haven't joined us yet. I would urge you, stop hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, stop hiding and go fight Vietnam.
Take a stand! Show them! Senator Byrne, show everyone that we are not their warheads! 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 We are not their warheads!
They're right.
What?
MFP, they're right. I have to. I have to stop hiding, Marcia.
Gary, no.
Seeing them up there. How can I just stand here while they're risking their lives?
It's just a protest, Gary. It's not worth it.
It's not just a protest. Just listen to them. They're fighting for who they are. Who I am.
That's exactly why you can't. They won't understand.
What? They'll call us monsters?
Gary.
Marcia, it's time I stopped hiding. It's time I show them who I really am. That I can make fire. Make it do whatever I want.
Gary, stop. People are going to see.
Let them see. I know what I am, Marcia. I know who I am. Let people call me a freak, but I'm not a bad person.
Of course you're not.
Not everyone's gonna agree. But staying hidden isn't going to change that. No matter what I do, some people are always going to see me as a monster.
You're not a monster to me.
Then let me do this. Let me show everyone that none of us are what they say. We are not your warheads! We are not your warheads!
We are not your warheads! We are not your warheads!
Did I just see fire coming out of Gary's hand?
Not exactly. His lighter. He can,
Marcia, is Gary a mutant? Did you know?
Yes. Yes, I knew.
He's really brave.
Yeah. He is. That's when the fire came. I only filmed a few minutes of it. I was so distracted, I forgot to wind up my camera again.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Not getting footage isn't the reason you're upset.
No. It's not.
So, Gary was a mutant.
He told me freshman year. I caught him messing around with the dorm stove one morning. He loved to cook. The other boys in our year would make fun of him for it. But I always thought it was sweet. Finding out a secret, it's the thing that brought us closer together. He thought I would call him a freak, a monster. But he was always just Gary to me.
He was lucky to call you his friend, to have someone like you to share a secret with.
Watching him walk up there, I was so proud of him. It was like a weight being lifted. But then, they thought he did it.
What do you mean?
It was one of the freaks. I saw it. I saw that guy. He had fire coming out of his hands.
All those anti-mutant people. Someone must have seen Gary playing with his lighter moments before the sky filled with fire, and that's when things got really, really bad. I lost track of Gary right away. And who knows where Peter went? I didn't see him until the next day. Part of me is still angry at him for running away, but I'm just glad I didn't lose him too. And then the rocks came, and everything became even more confusing. There were all these rocks just clattering above our heads, but also people throwing bricks. It was impossible to know which way was up.
Hey! You don't want to go over to the end. Help! Keep it down right here.
Stop! Are you okay?
Let go of me!
I was trying to help.
Gary! Peter! Gary! Move! Gary. Gary. Oh, God. Somebody call an ambulance. Gary. Gary, Gary, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Gary, please. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I don't really remember what happened after that. I mean, I know now that Galactus arrived moments later, but I was already on the way to the hospital. I didn't know that we were being invaded. I didn't know that the Fantastic Four were being defeated. I didn't know that the world was ending. Because mine already had.
I am so sorry, Marcia.
He died a few days later. I had hoped maybe the fact that he was a mutant, the reason he was hurt in the first place, maybe that would also be the thing that would save him. But they're not that different from us. Or at least Gary wasn't. He was just as breakable as you or me. And yet people hated him for just being who he was. They got scared and they blamed him. And I just... I can't understand that, no matter how hard I try.
I can.
I'm sorry?
I can understand it. Let me be clear, it's wrong what they did to Gary, how they all reacted, deeply wrong, but I understand it.
What do you mean?
I've never told anyone this, it's one of the deepest shames of my life, but... I once threw a brick myself.
What are you talking about?
The X-Men. They were trying to help a man who fell, I think, but at the time, it looked like they were hurting him. There was already a mob gathering around them, slinging insults. Things devolved pretty quickly. Before I knew it, I had a brick in my hand.
Did it hit someone?
Yeah. And he wanted to fight back. But then...
They're not worth it.
They're not worth it. That's what their leader Cyclops said. They're not worth it. They didn't even view us as people. So why would I see them that way? Things started to get out of hand. That's when Cyclops... It was just a warning shot, just enough to disperse the crowd. I could see him holding back. He didn't want to hurt anyone.
Mr. Sheldon.
I know. It's more complicated than that, but you have to understand. At the time, it felt like I was an ant under their shoe, like the mutants were going to replace us. The only other time I got that feeling was...
Galactus.
Yes.
Is that what made you change your mind about mutants? Seeing Galactus?
No, not at all.
But you don't feel that way about the X-Men now, right? You don't think that all mutants are bad?
No, I don't. I think there are probably some bad mutants in the way that there are bad people, but I know now that they aren't as different as they first seemed. I met someone who changed my mind. There was a little girl hiding in our basement.
What?
My daughters found her in the park, scared and alone. And she was a mutant, very visibly so. The whole neighborhood had lost its mind about mutants, like villagers with pitchforks out for witches. And I was just about to join them when my wife showed me Maggie.
That was her name? Maggie?
Yeah, she was just a kid. Just a scared, helpless little girl. And even though I knew that I had put my family in danger, my little girls, I couldn't just turn her out on the street. But then things took a turn. Professor X got on the television, telling everyone that mutants weren't to be feared. And...
people didn't listen.
No. There were riots. Complete chaos. Like what happened at ESU.
And Maggie?
She left. She wrote us a note thanking us for sheltering her, but she didn't want to put us in harm's way.
My God. Do you know what happened to her?
No, I hope... I desperately hope that she's okay. She was so much braver than I ever was. I don't know if that's inherent in who mutants are, if they're all like Gary and Maggie, always putting people in front of themselves.
Like you said, they're not that different from us. They're just people. All of them. The Marvels, the mutants, the supervillains. They're all just people.
Yeah, I realize that now. Oh, I was so wrong. I made the cowardly choice, believe the worst in people. Which is exactly what I'm doing now. Marcia, you're right. There's things about the entire Galactus hoax that don't add up. That silver flying thing you found in my photo, and something Ben told me about strange messages he'd been receiving over his radio. Something about another invasion. I've been thinking so much about that day, and the days that follow, and I won't make the wrong choice again.
Are you saying that you're willing to help me?
If I have the chance to do things right this time, to correct the perceptions that people have of the Fantastic Four, I have to do it.
If one man can knock history off its course, can we knock it back?
I think we have to try.
Where do we start?
We have to go back. Not just to the day itself, like you've been doing, but to everything that came after. We need to go back over every piece of evidence we found, every interview we conducted, and treat them like new. I know we both have our own reasons for wanting to find out the truth. I know you want Gary's death to mean something. But we have to do this for the sake of the truth itself, not any other agenda.
We can't pretend this is only about the truth, though. The Bugle story ruined people's lives. The Fantastic Four haven't been seen or heard from in months. And Charlie's whole life got turned upside down.
I know. Everyone's been changed by this story, by what happened. And if the story we reported isn't actually the truth after all, we have no way of knowing what more information will do. It might not fix those things.
You mean it might not make you believe in the Marvels again?
It's not about me, but yes, maybe it will. Maybe, I don't know.
But we still have to find out anyway.
Yes, we do.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvels, written by Lauren Shippen. Starring Cliff Method Man Smith as Ben Urich, Anna Sophia Robb as Marcia Hardesty, Ethan Peck as Reed Richards, and Seth Barish as Phil Sheldon. Directed by Paul Bay. Produced by Jennifer Minnell, Harry Goh, and T-Square. Our recording engineer and sound designer is Misha Stanton. Our theme music is by Evan Cunningham. Featuring Al Thompson, Alan Pontus, Claudia McCoy, David Carl, Francesca Root Dodson, Isaac Beauchamp, Jake Hart, Jessica DiGiovanni, Jolie London Glickman, Carl Kenzer, Catalina Celine Otter, Maddie Baiglio, Michael Charles Roman, Ray Iannicelli, and Teo Rapp Olson. For more information, visit marvelspodcast.com.